Monday, terse during the season of Lent. O God, come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O Christ, salvation, Son divine, within our hearts let justice shine. With light all darkness drive away, and give the world a better day. In this the season set apart, bestow on us a contrite heart, and grant us even greater grace than we might hope you would impart. May heaven and earth aloud proclaim the Trinity's almighty name, as we restore to grace rejoice in newness both of heart and voice. Amen. See, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Lord, how I love your law. It is ever in my mind. Your command makes me wiser than my foes, for it is mine forever. I have more insight than all who teach me, for I ponder your will. I have more understanding than the old, for I keep your precepts. I turn my feet from evil paths to obey your word. I have not turned from your decrees. You yourself have taught me. Your promise is sweeter to my taste than honey in the mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, and so I hate false ways. Your word is a lamp for my steps and a light for my path. I have sworn and have made up my mind to obey your decrees. Lord, I am deeply afflicted. By your word, give me life. Accept, O Lord, the homage of my lips, and teach me your decrees. Though I carry my life in my hands, I remember your law. Though the wicked try to ensnare me, I do not stray from your precepts. Your will is my heritage forever, the joy of my heart. I set myself to carry out your statutes in fullness forever. I have no love for the half-hearted. My love is for your law. You are my shelter, my shield. I hope in your word. Leave me, you who do evil. I will keep God's command. If you uphold me by your promise, I shall live. Let my hopes not be in vain. Sustain me, and I shall be saved, and ever observe your statutes. You spurn all who swerve from your statutes. Their cunning is in vain. You throw away the wicked like dross, so I love your will. I tremble before you in terror. I fear your decrees. I have done what is right and just. Let me not be oppressed. Vouch for the welfare of your servant, lest the proud oppress me. My eyes yearn for your saving help and the promise of your justice. Treat your servant with love, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant, give me knowledge, then I shall know your will. It is time for the Lord to act, for your law has been broken. That is why I love your commands more than finest gold, why I rule my life by your precepts and hate false ways. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. See, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation. Repent and turn from all your transgressions, otherwise iniquity will be your ruin. Cast away from you all the transgressions that you have committed against me, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I have no pleasure in the death of anyone, says the Lord God. Turn then and live. A clean heart create for me, O God, and a steadfast spirit renew within me. May the cross of your Son, Lord God, keep us from being half-hearted and evasive. Repentant, we shall welcome your Holy Spirit, who wishes to fashion us after the image of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God.